This is Kenny Ryan with the Laredo Morning Times, joined by my brother, Stephen Ryan of the Laredo Morning Times. We're going to be talking about the Laredo Rattlesnakes here. They have their season underway. Starts tomorrow with a game down in the Valley against the Rio Grande Valley Magic. Stephen worked on the preview for the Rattlesnakes, which will appear in Monday's Laredo Morning Times. And Stephen, tell me, what are your initial impression of these Rattlesnakes?
This team is really young. I talked to two players while I was there. I talked to their starting quarterback, and I talked to one of their linebackers. The quarterback, Matt Jeffers, has no Arena League experience. He came from a small college in New Jersey. He played 1 year as a backup quarterback for the Trenton Steel, where head coach Rod Miller was at last year. Rod Miller brought his backup quarterback down to Laredo to be his head man now, but not a lot of experience there. He's never been a starter in Arena League. And then I asked them if I could talk to their best defensive player, and they gave me their linebacker, John Northcutt, who also has never played arena football before. He spent the last 2 years at Angelo State, where he was a two-time all-conference fullback, and this year he'll be playing fullback and linebacker. He'll be going both ways for the Rattlesnakes, and he also is brand new to the arena game. You look at their roster, over half of their players are rookies. You look at some of the other rosters, like Rio Grande Valley, who they played Monday. That's not exactly the case. Rio Grande Valley's about a third rookies. So they're really raw. I mean, it's a young team. It's a brand new team, and they don't got a lot of experience.
Now, we haven't heard much of the Rattlesnakes over the past few weeks. They aren't really doing much publicity. What have they been doing?
Well, there's this little field in between the parking lot and the softball field at TAMU that isn't really meant for anything. I don't know if like kids play Ultimate Frisbee there or toss the football around every now and then, but it's just kind of a field that's there. And the Laredo Rattlesnakes have been putting down some cones. You know, you don't need a lot of space to practice arena football because it's a small field. So they've been putting down some cones and using that little small field as their training camp. So they've been there for 2 weeks just practicing, fine-tuning their offense and defense, and getting everything ready for the season.
Now, with this lack of publicity, I mean, you haven't really heard anything on the radio, you haven't really seen anything in the paper. Do you expect many fans to show up for the game? That Friday is their first opener when they host the Amarillo Venom at 7:05 at the LEA. Do you expect many people to show up?
Man, Kenny, I really don't know. If I didn't work for the newspaper, I'd have no idea they existed. I haven't heard any rodeo advertisements. I've seen nothing in the paper about them. I mean, we did a training camp preview a couple weeks ago. But other than that, you know, if you're not in the Laredo Sports Pulse, if you don't have your finger on it, you wouldn't know they were starting the season tomorrow or they had their first home game on Friday. So and I don't know. And looking at like the Laredo Bucks crowds I saw this season, you know, not a lot of people were going to those games. So, you know, I hope a good crowd, but I don't know. I wouldn't expect much. I'd expect 2,000 at most.
Now, this is the third attempt at an arena football team in Laredo. The previous two attempts folded rather quickly. What will it take for this one to last?
The answer is short and simple. Winning.
Winning?
Winning.
Winning.
Winning. No, the last two teams were combined 6-40 in 3 years. So, you know, you're just not going to keep your fans around if you're not doing well, especially in arena football. It's hard to keep fan attention in minor league sports to begin with, just because none of the players really have trademark names or anything like that, and everyone knows they're watching not the best of the best, but the good of the, you know what I mean? They're just watching. And so
if this were the good and the bad and the ugly, we know which one it isn't.
Yeah, exactly. So it's they need to win. Simply put, if they can get off to a good start, I think people in Laredo will start to notice, and we'll start getting some fans to show up, and they'll be able to turn a profit to stick around for a little while. If they get off to a bad start and have, you know, a season similar to what the Lobos and Law had, where the best year was 3-13, then I don't think it's going to be as pretty.
All right. Well, Laredo, there's your preview of the Laredo Rattlesnakes opening their season Monday. That's tomorrow night in the Valley against the Rio Grande Valley Magic. Then they have their home opener Friday against the Amarillo Venom at the LEA at 7:05 p.m. Thanks for tuning in, and y'all take care.